Greece asks for a bailout.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou likened his nation to a sinking ship today. He formally asked for an international lifeline. His country is mired in debt. And now Greece is poised to take a bailout from other European countries and the International Monetary Fund, a $50 billion aid package. Reporter Joanna Kakissis joins us now live from Athens with the latest. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Steve.
What is the sentiment on the ground in Athens right now?
Well, Greeks are astonished and sad at today's news, but many, like Thanasis Anagnostopoulos, who's like a 28-year-old shopkeeper in Athens, said there's no other way out of the financial crisis.
Bad, bad situation, but we can't do anything else about it right now. We just have to take the money and find a way to give it back because we have taken so much as a country.
Joanna, why did the situation get so bad in Greece that it had to ask for a bailout?
Well, everything they tried didn't calm markets and bring down borrowing rates. So basically, the country doesn't have money to pay its debts. So it needs to raise 10 billion euros by May or else it defaults. And the European Commission showed Greece's 2009 public deficit is now at 13.6% of GDP. That's really high.
Yeah, it is. And I know Greece has made some big cuts this year trying to get that down. Are more on the way?
Yes, more are on the way, most likely. There's been some talk that the bailout may depend on further spending cuts, slashing wages and pensions. And the average Greek, you know, only makes about 700 euros. So cutting pensions is going to anger a lot of the Greek population, which is older.
How do you think Greeks are going to respond? I mean, obviously angry, but how else?
Well, they know their country is in serious trouble, and they appreciate the government efforts, but I expect more strikes and more demonstrations in the near future. Another thing I expect is continued resentment of Germany, who, you know, they're not happy with the bailout, and Greeks believe that all Europeans are in this together.
And I know the Greek finance minister is in Washington, right, this weekend?
Yes, he's traveling to Washington tonight for the IMF meeting tomorrow.
Joanna Kakissis joining us live from Athens. Joanna, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. The Commerce Department says take out dismal aircraft numbers for March and big ticket orders for that month saw a robust gain, so-called durable goods. Another report from Commerce saw new home sales shoot up 27% last month, the biggest monthly increase in 47 years. Let's do the numbers. Markets right now are off about a quarter of a percent, maybe a little bit more for the S&P off about about a tenth of a percent, but the NASDAQ a third of a percent down, and the Dow is off about 2 points at 11,131. European shares were up today, and Asian shares closed mixed as well. President Obama calls a bill being passed by the Arizona legislature misguided. The governor has until tomorrow to decide if she'll sign it. It would require police to check immigration status if they suspect someone's in the country illegally. But some in the Arizona business community are worried it'll be a blow to the economy. Jill Barchet reports.
This Arizona bill would require the police to check the status of people they suspect to be illegals. About 2 million, or 30% of Arizona's residents, are Hispanic. Most of them, more than 1.5 million, are here legally. John Boyd runs the Boyd Company. He advises big corporations on where to locate their facilities. He says the timing could not be worse.
We're in a recession. Arizona businesses have enough problems right now.
Boyd worries that businesses like food processors will stop coming to Arizona.
It was certainly an advantage to have access to cheap workers, to do jobs that no one else wants to do. This bill may interfere with that immigration and hurt the diverse, rich labor market. It increased operating costs.
Boyd says business leaders are bracing for a drop in tourism and for national Hispanic groups to organize boycotts. Republican Governor Jan Brewer has a pro-business reputation, but she's also up for re-election this November. I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the new Harvard Business Review, a source of smart thinking for today's business world. The revival of smart begins at hbr.org. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
There's been a lot of hopeful talk about an economic recovery, a light, if you will, at the end of the tunnel. Problem is, that tunnel has become longer than expected. Some cities are bracing for another wave of foreclosures in the commercial sector. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler takes us to Seattle.
Regional banks in Washington state made some bad commercial real estate loans, and in some cases, those loans will sink them. Economist Matthew Gardner.
I expect we'll see a fairly substantial number of those banks not exist by the end of 2010.
As banks fail, many of their bad loans will get sold at a discount. Cindy Thomas is a Seattle real estate lawyer.
Once all that property starts hitting the market, I personally believe that the values are going to drop again.
Falling prices probably sound like a good thing if you're a renter and a bad thing if you're an owner. Or maybe you think problems in commercial real estate don't touch you at all. But Thomas says the ripple effects reach everyone.
You got a retail strip and it's half empty. It just brings down all of the property values in the neighborhood.
Seattle has too much vacant office space on the market and too many unsold condos. Economist Matthew Gardner says that will directly impact the city's development.
The city is going to be in a bit of a holding pattern, I think, going forward. I would expect to see no residential nor commercial new projects start development for quite some time.
A holding pattern is bad news for unemployed construction workers. Gardner says over the last year, construction employment is down 20%. There are lots of signs that the local economy could get worse before it gets better. But at least a few developers are staying optimistic, according to Charles Stadiker, who owns a commercial real estate company.
In many cases, people are still going through the permitting stage because they realize in 2 or 3 years it will be again time to build.
But before that, many more banks could go belly up and a lot more real estate may go into foreclosure. In Seattle, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, it's been a week of airport chaos in Northern Europe because of that Icelandic volcano whose name no one can pronounce. Because of wind patterns, it's ash cloud grounded planes costing more than $2 billion. But only now is Iceland being affected by it because winds have died down and the ash cloud is causing the airport in Reykjavik to close. I guess the volcano feels at home. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.